So it ought to be a lovely fall weekend around the region. It is the first Friday of the month, and we have much to talk about. But first, with the help of John Dee, let us sing a song to October.
On a cold October night, when the snow is falling lightly, right when I kissed you.
Sounds fun and cold. No snow falling on this October night, but we will have arts events aplenty. First Friday art walks go on in Ashland and Grants Pass and Eugene and several other places around the region. We invite you to make a First Friday Art Talk. If you've got an arts event coming up in the next few weeks, let's hear about it. Call 800-838-3760 and tell people from Mendocino to Eugene all about it. 800-838-3760 once the phone line's clear, and they are full at the moment, starting with Steve at New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and have a nice day today. This is the New Zone Gallery. We are located at 220 West 8th. We are a nonprofit gallery located in downtown Eugene. This month, we have an open, non-juried show called The Zone for All. It's open to any artist. We have over 225 pieces of art displayed by over 100 artists. This show replaces the Salon de Refusé show that we used to do. We used to have a city-run gallery called the Jacobs Gallery. They used to have a mayor's art show, and we would put on a Salon de Refusé for those artists that were refused. But since there's no more mayor's art show, there's no more salon. So we are bringing out this Zone for All. So the first Friday is the opening reception is tonight, starting at 5:30. We'll have music by Jerry Zybeck. We'll have free beer from Nankasi and pizza by Sizzle Pie. So please come on out. And you can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org.
All right. It is new with a Z. New Zone, right?
New Zone with a Z.
Okay. Not News Own or anything like that. Okay.
220
West.
Very good, Jeffrey.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling First Friday Arts. That leaves a phone line open. Let us go then to Valerie at the Camelot, the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So we have a really exciting coming up. We currently are running Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, which is the Sherlock Holmes mystery, and it's selling out so very well. You got to get your tickets before we close November 5th. It is five actors. Some of them play over. They play over 40 characters to tell the story of Hound of the Baskervilles, so you get Sherlock Holmes and Watson and high comedy and high adventure all in the same night. And then we have the Rocky Horror Show is coming back just for seven performances this month. And so that we have almost the entire cast from last year coming back, Galloway Stevens as Dr. Frankenfurter, and I'm even making an appearance in the show.
As who? Come on.
I'm Eddie.
Eddie, okay.
Yeah, I play Meatloaf. So you
know. Meatloaf again?
Perfect casting for me. but that opens on October 20th, and there's only seven performances of that, and we do have two late-night shows of that. We even perform on Halloween night. So get tickets at OregonCabaret.com or call us at 541-488-2902.
Now you have some of the same actors in Baskerville and Rocky Horror, don't you?
Yes, one. The gentleman who plays the monster, who plays Rocky, is in Baskerville. Oh, and, sorry, Watson is also playing Brad.
Okay, so two bits of crossover. So basically you're doing the nights when Baskerville is not on, you're doing Rocky Horror instead, or in addition to?
No, in addition to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there'll be like a matinee of Baskerville and then an 8 o'clock of Rocky, or an 8 p.m. of Baskerville and 11 p.m. of Rocky.
Okay. All right. Busy times then at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, as always.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Valerie, thanks for joining us. Best of luck with the shows coming up. Let's move on to Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent. Before we get to him, I remind you that we now have a phone line open on this First Friday Arts segment, 800-838-3760, to let people know about arts events around the region. And now, Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent.
Hey, Jeffrey. Happy October.
Happy October to you.
Yeah, so Camelot's pretty busy. We've got a spotlight. You know, this is a series that we've created, these tribute shows to a lot of legendary singers and performers, and we're doing spotlight on James Taylor. It's now, we finished the first week. We have 2 weeks left for October, and it stars Dave Bernard, who is definitely an Ashland notable philanthropist, business owner, and a great musician. and his East Main Band. So it's a great show with all the songs from James Taylor that I don't even know that he pulled out.
That must be a difficult role to pull off because James Taylor has such a distinctive voice. I mean, nobody else really sounds like James Taylor. You can know him instantly when you hear him.
Absolutely. And Dave does a great job. And we've kind of taken a departure from our normal kind of the way we structure the spotlight in that we don't have a separate narrator doing the biography and the artist singing the songs. Dave is doing the whole show. It's kind of like you're spending an evening at Camelot with James Taylor. He's got the whole persona and personality of James and sounds very close to James, but the guitar striving is really what is so characteristic of James Taylor, and his band and Dave just really pulled it off very, very well.
Sounds fun. Spotlight on James Taylor runs through when?
It runs through the 15th of October, and then we open up with a play, which is by Arthur Miller, and that is called All My Sons. Arthur Miller, of course, is The Crucible and Death of a Salesman. This is a new play for Camelot. It's called All My Sons, and it opens up at the end of the month.
All right. So we'll be talking to you probably in November about All My Sons in further detail.
And then December, we get into Mary Poppins. So we've got a bunch of things coming up at Camelot. So
okay.
Busy. It'll be a fun fall.
All right. Busy times as always. Thank you, Dan Houser from the Camelot Theater and Talent. That leaves the phone line open at 800-838-3760 for our first Friday Arts segment. And we move on to Ed White from the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, Soars. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. Southern Oregon Repertories is a 60-voice, semi-professional choir, and their first concert of the season takes place at the end of the month on Saturday evening, October 28th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, October 29th at 3 o'clock. And the concert's called The Heart's Rendering, or What Speaks to the Heart. And after the opening piece, Cantate Domino urges us to sing a new song to the Lord in Latin. The concert continues with a couple sacred double choir works by Bach and Palestrina, and the first half closes with a remarkable setting of Unrequited Love by the Norwegian composer Erik Eisenvald. The second half of the concert is much lighter, opening with the joy most everyone feels in their homeland, the country of their birth. A couple of 19th century American songs depict the joyful possibilities of an angelic home, and the concert closes with two delightful spirituals, a soft, gentle setting of This Little Light of Mine, Let It Shine, and the final piece is a rousing Hold On, arranged by Moses Hogan. This spiritual tells us to hold on to that plow. If you just keep working, good things will happen. Anyway, it's a concert, again, of The Heart's Rendering.
Wow, I've heard Soars do many very fine, uplifting, churchy sorts of things. This is an interesting thing to hear them do spirituals too.
Yes, and again, the first of those spirituals, the Little Light of Mine, is just such a tender, sweet piece. That's the gentle side of the spiritual tradition, and then of course the rousing side is also depicted in their final number.
All right, so this is October 28th, Saturday, and Sunday, October 29th.
Yes, at the music building of the Southern Oregon University campus.
All right, Ed, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You bet, Jeff.
Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. There are near two phone lines open at 800-838-3760 to talk about arts events coming to your region. Let us go now to Tom at JC Concerts in the Rogue Valley. Welcome to the First Friday Arts segment.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Superlatives are inadequate to describe this Gershwin Spectacular scheduled for Sunday, October 15th, 3 p.m. at the North Medford High School. Alexander Tutanov, Ed Dunsavage, and Chris Williams will perform Gershwin in a mixture of ensembles, highlighting such favorites as Rhapsody in Blue on solo piano, I Got Rhythm, and The Man I Love, sung by Chris. Tickets are available at jcconcerts.org, on the phone at 541-734-4116.
Now, just to give people a little flavor here, Tom, I want to let people know who we're talking about here. So let's hear a little bit of Ed Dunsavage on guitar and Alexander Tutanov on piano. Thank you. So we heard Ed Dunsavage playing It Ain't Necessarily So on guitar, a great rendering of it, and then a larger group of people, obviously, including Alexander Tutnov, playing Rhapsody in Blue. So these are among the things that will be part of the Gershwin concert on October 15th?
That's correct. We will not have a symphony orchestra. You will hear Dr. Tutnov in all his glory on solo piano. But the piece is an arrangement originally done by George Gershwin of this famous piece.
All right, so this is at North Medford High School, correct?
North Medford High School, October 15th, which is a Sunday at 3 p.m. There's easy parking there, and there's plenty of tickets available at the door if you need to get them at that time.
Okay, so not Jackson County Community Concerts anymore, just JC Concerts, Evening of Gershwin with Ed Dunsavage, Alexander Tutnov, and Chris Williams on Sunday, October 15th. Thanks for calling to let us know about that, Tom.
Thanks so much for all your work, Jeffrey.
Okay, this is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and I'm not sure the name here, Anger at the studio.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Who we have?
This is Inger Jorgensen.
Inger Jorgensen. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Now I know the name. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. What do you have to talk about today?
Yeah, we have an amazing art opening tonight. It's one night only for in honor of First Friday, of course. We only do these shows maybe three times a year, but this has been our only show in many months, so people are really looking forward to it. We have five artists, our resident studio artists, Corey Kahn, Nicole Wasgut, Robin Forsythe, Gabriel Mark Lipper, and myself, Inger Jorgensen. And Enclave Studios Ashland is located at 1661 Siskiyou Boulevard. It's that big brick building next to Hidden Springs Wellness Center. If you're looking at the front of the Wellness Center, it's on your right. And we are also sort of next to Northwest Pizza in that area between Northwest Pizza and the bike shop. We're on the side entrance, if anyone's confused. We have sculptures and paintings. Everyone's got new work. It's an incredible show. We're very excited about it. And we decided we would also bring in Peruvian Point Food Truck to come out and hang out with us. So we'll have lots of great dinners to consume. It'll be a fun time.
This is Enclave Studio again, right?
Yes. And again, it's one night only. So we've been working hard to put this show together. So come tonight if you, for some reason, really can't make it and you're a big art lover. You can always contact me and we could set up some separate tours.
Okay.
But we'd love it if everyone can come down tonight, 5 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8, part of the First Friday Art Walk in Ashland at the Enclave Studio. And what's the address again?
1661 Siskiyou Boulevard, side entrance of the big brown brick building that used to be the Ashland Daily Tidings building.
I was going to ask you which one it was. That helps narrow it down quite a bit.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Inger, thanks for calling. Cool. Good to hear you on First Friday Arts.
Right. Yeah, you too. I hope to see you. Okay.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open now, 800-838-3760 to talk about arts events around the region, 800-838-3760. We now have Paul at Rogue Community College on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, we live in such a remarkably diverse and remarkably rich arts area. It just never ceases to amaze me. Rogue Community College, a small business development center, is opening their innovation center, which will become part of a business incubator program at the old firehouse tonight. And they're having a grand opening house. As I understand it from Dave Talley, we may or may not have a dancing robot there, depending on whether it works or not. And so I would highly urge people who are doing the First Friday Art Walk to come on down and check out the new Innovation Center at Rogue Community College in the firehouse between G and H Street in Grants Pass.
All right. So will there be dancing for people in addition to robots?
To the best of my knowledge, no. But if I show up, it'll probably look like a robot dancing.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's at the firehouse in what's the location in downtown Grants Pass?
Yeah, downtown Grants Pass. It's the old firehouse, and it is between on 4th Street between G and H Streets.
4th Street between G and H. Okay,
and it really is a cool initiative they've come up with.
All right, and this is the Innovation Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Good to hear from you.
You too.
All right, on to another Paul. This is Paul at the Collaborative Theater Project based in Medford. Paul Jones, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Thank you, Jeff. It's nice to be here. I'm calling in because I'm directing the next production up at the Collaborative Theater Project, which is The Woman in Black. It's a ghost play, and appropriate, of course, to the season. It's one of those plays that has been so popular in England and opened in some time in 1989 and is still playing someplace in London and throughout England. But CTP has decided to produce it this year, all the way through, believe it or not, we open on October 13th, Friday, October 13th, and we have a special performances on Monday the 30th, and we close on Tuesday the 31st, Halloween. How appropriate is that?
Truly, yeah. And so, theater people have a few superstitions, you know, like not saying the name of the play Macbeth indoors. Other than as the Scottish play. I'm curious to know about the openings on Friday the 13th, if there's any superstition attached to that.
Well, we're actually looking at it as a good luck charm, because it is a scary play about a ghost, and highlighting three actors. So actually we are looking at the 13th and closing on Halloween is very lucky for us in this type of play.
Now, tell us a bit more about the Collaborative Theater Project, because this is not a name terribly well-known just yet. You're working in a space in the Medford Center across from Tinseltown, is that right?
That's correct. We're right across the little walkway from Coldstone Creamery in the Medford Center, which has been named the community or something like that. It has a new name for it. But the CTP is practically a new theater in town. This is their first full season producing plays all season long. And I think this next Tuesday they are actually making an announcement of their 2018 season. So it is a new season, so we're trying to get the word out, and we're trying to get people to come to the Medford Center to see good theater, as well as art. They always highlight art in the lobby from local artists to highlight the play that is playing at the time. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they come up with for The Woman in Black.
Are you in the space that used to be the gym? The athletic
center?
Yeah.
Actually, it is the converted basketball court in the gym, and they have done a marvelous job of converting this into an open and so versatile and working space. It is just marvelous.
All right, all kinds of fun things going on at Collaborative Theater Project in the Medford Center in Medford. Woman in Black, you said, opens October 13th and closes on Halloween night, October 31st?
31st, yes, and they can get more information or call for tickets at 541-779-1055 or go online at ctporegon.org.
ctporegon.org.
.org.
Or 541-779-1055.
Correct.
All right, Paul, good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, and one more call. It looks like in the queue for this First Friday Arts segment, Rick, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi there.
Hi. I want to do an announce that this the Avery Theater in California. We are proud to have Bill Staines.
If you can get closer to a place where a cell tower can reach you, we're having a little trouble with your signal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear perfectly. So sounds like a Verizon.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah.
So Avery Theater.
Yes, the Avery Theater in Edna, California.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like I say, we're happy to announce that this Sunday at 7 p.m., we're going to have folk legend Bill Staines is going to be there. And the doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are $8 in advance and $10 at the door. And it's a Scott Valley Bank-sponsored event.
Okay, so Bill Staines, this is the date again is which?
This Sunday, October 8th.
Okay.
Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. And you can get tickets in advance at all the Scott Valley Bank branches and Nature's Kitchen in Yreka. And the tickets are $10 at the door.
All right, so Bill Staines performing at the Avery Theater. In Etna.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks for calling to let us know about that, Rick. Very much appreciate it.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you.
Take it easy. So we have no more calls waiting on the line for this First Friday Arts segment. We did talk about J.C. Concerts and the Gershwin Spectacular coming up on October 15th. So let's give the rest of this segment over to Ella Fitzgerald, singing Nice Work If You Can Get It by George Gershwin.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, whoa!